possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, it is time to play one of our favorite games we haven't played in a while. We're going to play. Come on now. Come on now.
I mean, because this puts my memory on
display. Come on, Pop. All right, back Big Q.
It puts my memory
on
display.
Here's what we're playing for today. We got a pair of tickets. Return of the Mike. Mike Tyson's back. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, January 23rd, 2026. Pair of tickets to give away today if our contestant can come out a winner. And then every one of our winners this week, today and all the days, we'll put into a hat tomorrow, and then we'll pick out one name. Grand prize winner also gets an overnight stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino the night of the show. So today's contestant is Winter. Winter, how you doing?
Hi, Hugh. Hi, Joe. How are you guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Winter, we're great.
Wonderful.
Well, we're excited that you're going to play with us. So I think you've heard it before, but I'm just going to refresh everyone's memory so they could play along where they're listening. So what we're going to do is we have a game from Hugh's career, and we'll tell him the game it is, and then he has to guess correctly whether or not he had a sack in that particular game. Now, Winter, you have to choose to either back Big Hugh, which means he's going to be correct, or go against Big Hugh and think he's going to be incorrect. Are you going to back him, or do you think he's going to get this wrong?
Oh, I am definitely backing him. Hugh, I believe in you.
Oh, the pressure's on
you. The pressure on you.
So she is backing okay. Big Hugh. All right, Kyle, why don't you tell Hugh about this game here?
All right, so Hugh does get a chance to guess who the quarterback was for the opposing team. One guess, but he has to guess who it is. It was an Eagles-Chiefs game, apropos for this week. Now, pretty good game for the Birds, 23-10 win over the Chiefs on Thursday, the week after Thanksgiving.
Was that in 98?
2001.
2001.
Thursday Night Football. This is Andy Reid versus Dick Vermeil in Arrowhead.
Trent Green? Was it Trent Green?
It was Trent Green, yep.
Now, the question is, yeah, did you get a sack?
Did you get a sack, Hugh?
That was a hell of a game. Will Shields was the tackle. No, Willie Rofe was there.
And was Willie Rofe? And we know what he did to you in the past. Don't
Willie
say it.
Willie Rofe? Really? Willie Rofe was the tackle, right?
I believe he was.
No, I ain't getting no sack.
Well, winner.
You nailed it.
Back, Big Hugh.
Hugh, you did not get a sack, which means Winter, you got the tickets. You're headed to the show, Winter.
I remember that. Yeah.
Thank you, Hugh and Joe and Kyle. Thank you. I knew it. I believe in you.
No, he did.
I got lucky.
Winter.
I got lucky.
Great job. We appreciate you calling in and being part of it and enjoy the show. And you're entered for the grand prize tomorrow. Yeah, Hugh Douglas, you did not get a sack.
No.
In that particular game.
Because I remember the game. Because Will Shields was the guard. Mm. And Willie Rofe was the tackle.
And we know
and
your history
cold.
With Willie
yeah,
Rofe.
Yeah, it was cold.
Willie Rofe hands you your ass, apparently, dude.
Man, well, listen. Willie Rofe did that one thing to me that we can't say on the air. But it was embarrassing.
So I'm looking at the box score of this game. So this was a 23-20 Eagles win. You guys went there and won. Oh, 23-10, excuse me, Eagles win. You mostly played pretty well on defense, except you guys do. You let Priest Holmes had eight catches
Priest
for 100 yards?
Hey, man, listen. Priest Holmes, he was nice back in the day, man.
Priest might be one of the most underrated NFL backs the last 25 years.
No, Kansas City was a tough team, though. Yeah. Kansas City, and Trent played well. Trent Green played well. But I remember because I think he wasn't he in Washington for a while, and he wasn't that good in Washington.
Well, remember, Trent Green was supposed to be the Rams quarterback with Vermeil, and then he got hurt, and that's when Warner took over.
Yeah,
he bounced around.
Yeah,
Trent Green could play, though, when he was healthy.
Yeah, he was a pretty good quarterback, man. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I'm looking at this box score. You know, kind of quiet from Hugh Douglas this time. Maybe
overstuffed
yourself with Thanksgiving the week before. I mean, you barely did anything this night. Corey Simon had 2 sacks. Al Harris had a pick. What were you doing?
Yeah, I was helping everybody else out. I wasn't contributing other ways.
Oh, yeah. You were a decoy, I think, that night. No, we're happy that Winter won. I think you're better at remembering these than you think you are. When you can nail the quarterback, you usually remember if you sacked them or not.
Oh, yeah, because it's you remember those, but it's sometimes you forget because certain games are kind of like blurry. But I remember that one because it was cold, it was loud, and it was Willie Rofe.
How about Andy Reid versus Dick Vermeil, though?
I know. That's a fun one. You're right about the cold. It was a night game, and it was 35 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah, it was cold. I remember that.
Yeah,
and me and Willie were jawing, like we were talking trash to each other. And Willie can play.
Was he the most challenging tackle to try to get through?
Well, it's Willie matched your energy, and he talked like that, right? And I'm like, yeah, he was nice. He was nice.
All right, let's get to Mike in Mike in Jersey wants to defend Hugh today, so let's check this out. What's up, Mike?
Yesterday he was furious with him.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So we're even things out. What's up, Mike?
Oh, good afternoon, guys. Hey, yeah, I called in and I was like, hey, it's Mike from Jersey. He goes, oh, are you upset with Hugh again? I said, oh no.
That was just yesterday's take.
Today, I was hoping you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, I felt like as a first-time caller, I probably came in a little strong, so I apologize to you.
I think it was good.
Oh, no, Mike, you're fine.
It was good radio.
Listen, Mike, we do not – one thing that we do on this station and in this hour, well, in this time slot, we don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. We're good. We're good.
All right. Yeah, I enjoy you guys every day, man. So I got to tell you, though, I'm feeling you right now because, you know, I don't think that you think it's an acceptable loss. I just think that you're doing the job that no one else is willing to do, is trying to figure out what is wrong with Elliot Shore Parks. You've got to be the psychiatrist, man. You got to be Dr. Douglas and just try to figure out what's going on in that head.
No, I just try to figure out. You know what it is, Mike? It's like I respect everybody's take, you know, and instead of me poo-pooing the take, I'm more interested in knowing how you got to where you got to. You know what I mean? Because we all look at things differently. So my perspective is, okay, well, let me workshop and see how did you say it that way and what makes you feel that way. And that's basically what it was when I think about Elliot.
Yeah, that's a very professional way of saying, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, you know you're trying to, man. I'm trying, like, as I get older, I try to delegate more and I try to be more of an adult. This sucks, though, by the way. Being an adult.
Don't do it then.
But I have to.
Just get petty and Elliot, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm smoking crack. I'm in a space now, Joe. I can't be too petty. I gotta be a little bit more diplomatic. I'm working on it.
Yeah, but our age, Joe, you gotta stop letting these young guys bully you. These, you know, they're teaming up on you, man. They're bullies.
Yeah, I think that's Mike's nice way of saying you're close to the upper room. Mike, good phone call there. We appreciate it. All right. I got to throw this at let's add this to the conversation. I think Elliot is trying to sway the audience. Do you see this?
What do you
think? I did like the way you put it, though.
Yeah, so Elliot has now reframed his thought into a question, I think, to try to garner some support.
Mm-hmm.
He put up a poll on Twitter saying, would an Eagles loss to the Chiefs be a bad loss? I think he was trying to trick people. Like, if you vote, it's not a bad loss,
Douglas.
then it is acceptable. How would you vote on Elliot's poll? Would it be a bad loss?
Well, I think Elliot is listening. Shout out to Elliot.
Just tell us what you think.
No, I'm about to. And I think he's workshopped the way that he's asked the question. And that's why he's asking it the way that
yes
he's asking
or
it.
Okay, no
more Dr. Douglas.
But see, because I know there's more to Elliot than some of the things that he just tweets in his character.
I got to tell you, I'm tired of your psychoanalysis of Elliot. What do you think?
Would it be a bad loss?
Wait a minute. What was the question again?
Would it be a bad loss?
Okay. And you're going to get upset.
No.
But
just
how about
just yes or no?
What's the definition of a bad loss?
Yes or no?
Goodness, man.
Wait a minute. It's not a yes or no question.
I feel like this.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. This should be so simple. Are you walking in here Monday saying that's a bad loss to take? You can't lose to the Chiefs.
Okay, if you say that way, then I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, and I agree with you.
I don't think so.
I don't think it'd be a bad loss.
But
I think it's an avoidable loss. They should win the game. It's not losing to the Saints, right? It is a good football team.
It's not like losing to the Cowboys.
That would have been a bad loss.
Yeah.
8-point favorites. Yeah.
That would have been a bad loss.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't that hard.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't.
No, because see, with you two, you have to be real careful.
It was a simple question.
No, it's this.
It actually was.
It's a yes never, or no listen, poll
like,
question.
Because the whole thing is subjective.
Listen.
This isn't like, don't worry about getting the right or wrong answer. What do you think?
I have been around you guys long enough to know it ain't simple as yes or no.
Why are you worried about us?
What you mean, why I'm worried about it? I work with you every day.
You're bigger than us.
I work about you every day. Bullying.
At this point, you might as well walk in here with a Chiefs jersey tomorrow. I mean, at this point, we all know where this is going.
How many jerseys do I have now?
Well, you got the Bryce Young we ordered you. You got your Chiefs one. We know you have a Jets jersey buried somewhere.
A Tobias Harris jersey.
A Jaguars, yeah. A Tobias Harris. Yeah.
Good grief.
At some point, Odyssey's going to get upset. I keep expensing these ridiculous jerseys just to buy you that.
Good grief. We got fan cash now. We can use for next.
We do need to figure out the prize we're giving away for Kiss the Baby if the callers win.
Yeah.
Is it a Douglas Jacksonville jersey?
Do they still have those?
Oh, we can find one of those on eBay.
I mean, yeah. Like, whoever owns one is probably very happy to give it away.
Yeah, for like $5. All right, I'm going to look it up right now. How much do you think a Hugh
Douglas
do
anything for?
Jaguars jersey is going for?
About, they probably don't even have any.
No. They have them. I mean, they're buried somewhere. Here, I found plenty. Someone's charging $45?
Oh, that's a ripoff.
There's no way I'm paying that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You were 58 there?
Yes, for a little while.
Yeah, to this point, I can't find many, but there is one I found right here. Number 58 Douglas Jaguars, $45. I got to say, it doesn't look like they got many wears out of it. It looks brand new.
Yeah, because it wasn't anywhere that long.
They bought that one. How long do you think it's your tenure? They're like, yeah, shouldn't have bought this one.
Well, yeah, they were excited. And, you know, I got a sack the first game, and then Jack started doing what Jack does. And then after that, it was like, man. You know, and then I went militant, and I started telling everybody how I really felt.
Yeah.
And then it was all downhill.
All right, you can make an offer on eBay. What should I offer? They're asking $45.
I would $20. $20 is easy.
I'm thinking more like $5.
That's fine. Yeah. Go for that. Yeah. I would give them $5.
All right, we'll see what they say. I'll offer the $5, and we'll go from there. Art and Philly's up, talking Eagles Chiefs. Art!
Yo!
All right, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Art. We love you.
You make my whole day listening to you guys. You guys are really comedians. I love you. Anyway, Kansas City has totally regressed. They're not that good. They got Chris Jones on a defensive line is terrific. And Mahomes.
Karloftis is not bad either. Karloftis is coming to George Karloftis. He's coming to his own.
But the two of the main guys that are better than all of them is the punter and the field goal kicker.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrific. But anyway, I don't think Kansas City's even going to make the playoffs this year. And we will win at least by 10 to 14 points.
We're that much better than them.
We're going to beat them. It's over. That's over. Believe, trust me. And thanks for that suggestion of getting Carter some help. And I agree with you. You brought up a good point there. I just hope he doesn't go off anymore.
Well, we all do.
We need him.
We really need him.
I said the other day to get rid of him, and all. I'm changing my mind. We need him.
He's a great football player. Right. They got to keep him on the field. Art, we appreciate you, buddy. Good phone call. Now are you ready to say it's not acceptable? I just laid out for you why they're going to win by 10 to 14 points. I've reset the line in the game. It's no longer 1.5. We have the Art Sportsbook, 10.5.
Again, was never my take. I was just trying to workshop how Elliott got to where he got to.
Could just say, Elliott's ridiculous and go against
him. Well, I choose not to use those words. I choose to lead with love. And I try to understand people's perspective.
No, I
you got 5 minutes, I'm going to break your face.
So that's that old Hugh Douglas.
I appreciate Elliot. I respect Elliot, and I tell him he's wrong. I mean, it's not that hard. It's easy.
Now, I will admit, there's been times that we've been together and Elliot has said something, and you blink twice really hard, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Hold on. Just picture Elliot as Herb from last week. Or was it 2 weeks ago?
But listen.
And Herb really got under your skin.
But listen, yeah, let me tell you.
Herb did get you.
He got you.
That puppet, that whole puppet thing. That dog don't hunt.
We haven't heard from old Herb since then.
Want to play with me?
No, he ran away.
Here's the thing. We've been around Elliot when he's had some of these takes, right?
Yep.
And I always like to look him in his face when he gives them. He believes, like, you can't be mad at somebody who believes what they're saying.
No, I'm not mad at him. I just think he's wrong.
No, okay, sometimes I think he's wrong, yeah. But I'm more fascinated on, okay, bro, how did you get there? And so I'll ask the question, and he'll present it, and he'll say it in a way where I'm looking at him because I want to see how sincere he is. He's very sincere.
Yeah.
And that's the thing to me that's fascinating because it's like, dude, what the dude?
So here's how much I love Elliot. He's going to win the debate tomorrow against Jolly, even though I think he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think Elliot's going to win this debate. 11 a.m., by the way, sharp on our show tomorrow. 11 a.m., Jolly Elliot debate day on whether or not this is an acceptable loss.
How much is that gesture?
Which one? This one?
The Douglas one.
Yeah, there's a jet. Hugh's now looking
across.
Hugh's
thinking about hawking some of his old game worn jerseys.
How much is that?
Someone is charging $111.95.
I didn't even wear that jersey, though.
Well, this is a Hugh Douglas autographed signed jersey. This is a.
Wait a minute, I signed that?
95 Defensive Rookie of the Year is in the explanation here. You didn't wear this jersey?
No, you know what happens?
You signed it.
Wait a minute, let me look at that signature.
It's certificate of authenticity.
Let me see.
That's their lion. It's you didn't wear this one?
I didn't wear that jersey.
Well, you better go tell eBay.
No, you know what happens a lot of times when you go to these car shows, instead of having the actual jersey,
yeah.
You sign the letter. Like they'll just had the letters, right? Yep. And somebody probably just had the 9, and I just signed the letter, and then they put it on the back of the jersey.
I got to tell you, maybe it's because I'm with you every single day. This feels like a lot to pay for your autograph and a jersey.
Like, Joe,
it feels
I'm
like
looking
a lot.
At it, and I'm like, damn, that is a lot. I do like that jersey. I do like the newer Jets jersey, though. But I never wore that.
Yeah.
I never wore that. The other one, the green one,
yeah, you
that's
wore
the one I wore. Yeah,
that's
the one
when I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, that's the one that
the Jets were on the 1 o'clock games. That's what I remember.
One o'clock,
1 and 15 Jets. That's the green I remember there. All right, let's talk to Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Violet. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I'm sorry. Wait, I need to take myself off speaker,
okay.
Right? I do that all the time. Hold on. Oh. Sorry.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Only person you bother is Kyle.
I mean, come on.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. Well, because I'm doing stuff while I'm listening to y'all.
We get it. Yeah, we get it.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for taking my call. And I do want to just say really quickly, my heart and prayers go out to all the people that lost families during 9/11. So I think that's really important.
Well said. Well said. Every time this year on this anniversary, it's just it kind of still hits you, Violet. I'm glad you said it, and we feel the same way.
Thank you. So two things. Yes, I made a mistake. I should have stayed with my gut. And Hugh, you were absolutely right because you said it was going to be a close game with Dallas. I think the Eagles should win this weekend. I was not that impressed with Kansas City. I watched a lot of football. I had like football hangover. To me, Kansas City just didn't look sharp. We were okay, but I think we should go in there and win the game. And I know Andy Reid does great after a break and this and that, but you know what my saying is, there's a first time for everything, and we're going to burst their bubble.
Well, there is a first time for everything, and look, they don't start 0-2 often, they don't lose 3, but you know what, at some point those things go away. At some point they're going to lose 2 in a row to start a season.
Yep. And then I wanted to touch on the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the biggest series of late was the Brewers series. But I think that got overshadowed because, of course, opening night.
You're totally right. That last game where they won the series was directly against the start of the Eagles game, and I think it did get overshadowed. You're right about that.
I really, that said a lot to me about this team. I've been preaching it all along. I usually look forward to football, and I love football. I really, really do. But I'm so excited because now, like, I understand baseball more. It is such a great game. I am so in love with this team. I'm so in love with everything that's going on. And I know people are really down on Casty, but I love him. I hope whenever he comes in, he does well because I like his swagger. I really do. And I hope he gets it back. So
Well, and you know what? He could be kind of a difference maker if he does. If Violet Weah-Priester-Folco, he's going to start tonight against the lefty. Look, Castellanos has fallen out of playing most days, right? He's now a part-time player, and he's the short side of the platoon, right? Mm-hmm. So he's only going to play maybe twice, three times a week, because you're only going to see so many left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm wondering about when we get into the playoffs, I don't know if Topper's going to do it in the regular season. I do wonder how he would perform in a big pinch hit spot, right? So let's say it's a game he's not starting, right? Kepler gets the start because they're facing a righty. But then late in the game, the opposing manager, let's say the Dave Roberts of the Dodgers, brings in a lefty. That could be a big spot for Castellanos. Like two guys on, seventh inning, a lefty on the mound.
Yeah.
He said, Topper says, all right, Kepler, sit down. Cassie, this is your at-bat. Like he could still, even though he's not starting as much, he could still have a moment to help this team a lot.
Yeah, you got to keep him engaged. And I think that he's come to grips or come to terms with how he's going to be used. And listen, you win the World Series, it doesn't matter how it was done because you're going to go down as one of the heroes in the city. So, yeah, just embrace it and do what you had to do to get to where you need to be.
It would be nice, too, if the next couple weeks when he does get his starts, including I expect him to start tonight against Peterson, he hits, right? So then you kind of feel good if they have to use him in a playoff game or they start him or they bring him off the bench. But, yeah, look, he's not as important as he used to be, and he's not as big of a deal if he does struggle because they're not going to play him as much. They're going to play Kepler more. They're going to play Marsh, obviously, in the two corner spots. But it would be nice if he's available for a big pinch hit spot. The moment could find him at some point in October here. All right, coming up, your phone calls on the Phillies. Does this feel different? This season, the way they're playing since the trade deadline, the whole thing feels different to me. Are you on board? And, of course, Hugh Douglas on board with Elliott Shore Park saying this would be an acceptable loss. Just a ridiculous day here.
I don't recall saying that.
Well, guilt by association?
Yeah, I've heard
that. You are there, all right? Plus, on the other side, along with you people, we got to talk about tonight's game. It's the first Amazon Thursday Night Football game of the season, and it is a good one. Washington at Green Bay. We'll talk about who we think is going to win, but really, who do we want to win? Who should we be rooting for in tonight's game between the Commanders and the Green Bay Packers? That's coming up. We'll get to all your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5. And get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5. If it wins, you'll unload $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can go parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas Show. You're going to hear that song tonight. Thursday Night Football. Hugh, we got ourselves a good one, and one that impacts the Eagles, both now and maybe a lot in January. So tonight, we got the Washington Commanders at the Green Bay Packers.
Commodore.
It is the first game of week two. Of course, both teams 1-0. Commanders coming off a win over the Giants, and the Packers coming off an impressive win over the Detroit Lions. All right, Hugh, I'm not asking you who's going to win. We can get to that. But who should we be rooting for tonight? So there's two obviously different things going on here, right? There's the division, which is where the Commanders lie, and that, you know, we never want teams in the division to do well. But there's also the big picture. If we're thinking about the one seed after week one, like seeding in the playoffs and where we have to go or coming here, Green Bay looks like a team that has a shot to be really good. And if they win this game, they're off and running a 2-0 and maybe putting themselves in the position to be a number one kind of seed like the Eagles. Hugh, who are you rooting for tonight?
Damn, Joe. Why are you looking at me like that, Kyle? This is a hard decision.
This one is not hard for me.
I know you're about to look at me like, have a take.
It's not as easy as the yes or no Elliott poll question. I mean, I'll say
not.
That. Well, that one was easy.
I actually
easy.
Think it's pretty easy tonight.
You want me to go first?
No, I'm thinking.
My goodness. We got all day, man. Take your time.
Okay, my heart is telling me the Commodores.
Root for or root against?
Root for the Commodores. I was thinking about that outfit Jay Dan Mama had.
Oh, it's enough for you. I'm not asking you anymore.
No.
Listen. Where's your head at?
No, because when you ask me.
It's football season.
Then you put pressure on me to like answer right away. And I just thought about on the sideline with the little dress up.
You're not thinking with your head there, buddy.
No, you aren't.
I just thought about on the sideline with the little dress up.
Can we lock in? I didn't see her. I didn't see her.
Oh, I follow. She still ain't seen my
Your DM?
Deal.
Well, she's ignoring you like the rest of us. All right. Tonight's to root for the Packers. I'm rooting for the Packers tonight. Now, maybe part of this is because I take the Commanders seriously, and I think this is going to be a race in the division, so I want them to have an NFC loss. And if this thing ends Eagles 12-5, Commanders 11-6, tonight could be a difference maker just between them tying it or not. Like I take the Commanders seriously, and if they win this game and they get off to a 2-0 start, They're good. They're going to be good again. I don't want them to win the game. I take them seriously. It looks like, and I know the Giants stink, but it looks like the defensive pieces they brought in might be a little bit better than we thought. Their defense played well in the first game. We know they're going to score because their quarterback's really good and they can move the football. I'm rooting for Green Bay tonight. I do not want Washington at 2-0.
Yeah, it's a layup to root for Green Bay. Like, we'll cross that seeding bridge when we get there.
Yep.
But right now, like, I mean, especially with how tough the Eagles' schedule is, we need the Commanders to lose the games they're supposed to lose on their schedule.
Yes, and they're an underdog tonight.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I'd like a Commanders cover tonight.
I was thinking about Commanders plus 3.5.
It's that half point.
I know. This feels like a 27-24 game. Yeah. I was thinking about it, too.
Man.
I think Commanders plus 3.5 is the way to go tonight, yeah. All right, have you workshopped it now besides his mom? Have you workshopped this?
I was trying to find the outfit that I was talking about, to be totally honest.
Okay. All right.
I mean, because I was just like, why are you so irritated?
I'm sorry.
Me,
like, nobody cares about Jaden Daniels' mom's outfit tonight.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
It wasn't the one tonight. It was the one that she had on for the first time.
Again, don't care.
She got some nice
Can you
legs.
Lock in?
And she ignored you. So why don't you root against the Commanders with us?
That's right. They're coming to town. One day they'll be.
Don't come here to the last. You know, it's not to the last week of the season.
Worst. Damn.
Yeah.
I might have to go ahead and make a trip. I know people. I know Doug. They might not let me in.
They're not going to let you in.
They know what I'm trying to accomplish.
You're going to go knock on Doug Williams' door to get a spot at the table with Miss Williams or whatever her name is?
I told you, I asked B. Mitch, what's up,
and
right?
He said no.
And he ignored me.
He's boxing you out. All right, can I present the commander schedule to you guys? Because if they win tonight, I feel like they're off and running. All right, so they're 1-0. They're in Green Bay tonight as underdogs. Let's hope they lose. Their next game at home next week off of extra rest against the Raiders. And then they go to the Falcons. I mean, I'm looking at Commanders.
So we're rooting for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, well, there's a path to 4-0 for the Commanders there if they win this game tonight. I'm not interested in that.
Okay, fine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, God forbid.
Thank you.
We need you to root for something good for the Eagles.
No, I'm just saying.
It's because of Jaden Daniels' mom. I mean, again, who ignored your DM.
She did ignore, and I'm looking to see if she still ain't answered it.
Is it seen? Is it like
she left on red?
She ain't open that thing.
Oh, you got ghosted then. Yes. Forget it. Probably just did. Forget it.
I need you to turn on her and the Commanders.
I'm just saying.
Come on, Hugh.
I'm not a Commodores fan, but I'm just trying to find the outfit. She looked nice.
Now that you filibustered that one.
I don't give a
shit. She looked nice.
Who wins?
I'll go with the Green Bay Packers.
I think so too, but close. Yeah. Feels like a field goal game.
I think we get a very good week two Thursday night football game.
You know what? All the primetime games in week one were really good. Yeah. Eagles Cowboys was close. Mm-hmm. Obviously the Sunday night game was insane, and then Monday weird but kind of entertaining at the end with the Bears and Vikings. So I think we get a good one. I would take the Commanders plus 3.5, but we are rooting for the Packers now that Hugh had to get through all that.
Off subject, we have a new intro for Elliot versus Jolly tomorrow.
Oh, let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear it.
It's Elliot.
If you lose a competitive game, that's fine.
Versus Jolly.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Tomorrow at 11, Elliot versus Jolly.
Versus Jolly, who is undefeated in debates.
Well, that's very... That itself is debatable, because I recall a few debates in here where I don't think Jolly won.
Do you want to do the undercard versus Jolly? Is Jolly 5-0 versus debates?
Yeah, Jolly's not 5-0. I mean, that is a... It's ridiculous to think he won every debate. I mean... Let's just start. Was the first one him and I for the division, the NL East last year?
Yeah, that one I'll give to you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, first of all, he lost that day, and then the whole thing just went haywire because the Phillies clearly won the division. So his premise was all off anyway.
5-0.
All right, whatever. 11 o'clock tomorrow, Elliot and Paul Jolly.
Big fight day. I mean,
it
we're
is
gonna
big
talk,
fight day.
You guys are going to talk to Tyson.
Yes, we are. The schedule right now is to have Mike Tyson join us. And we'll air that for you at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Iron Mike.
What do we think is going to be a bigger bloodbath? Elliot and Jolly?
I think Elliot and Jolly might be kind of... I'm still looking for this outfit, though.
I'm glad you're locked in.
Dude, we got 20 more minutes.
No, I'm just saying, I want to justify what I want to show y'all what I was
it's
thinking.
It's already too late for that.
No,
you're
I mean,
not justifying anything. Nobody cares.
Well, I picked the Green Bay Packers, but I just want y'all to, you know, empathize with me just a little bit.
No, we're already very annoyed.
I mean, it's a nice little outfit, though.
No, we can't.
Awesome, man.
It's great. Congratulations. Maybe if she responds to one of your DMs,
really,
I'll care.
I was just waiting to see if she opened that DM.
I know.
He's not going to drop it. Move on.
I should have said, hey, big head, because you know that's how you start the DMs when you try.
Is that
say,
how
hey,
works?
Be like, hey, big head.
Hey, big head.
Yeah.
I've never personally done that, but I believe you on this. All right, let's go to Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Matt.
What's up, man?
Yo, thanks for the hospitality last week at the draft. That was really fun, man.
Matt, appreciate of course, it. Man. We appreciate you being part of it.
Hugh, it's funny you were mentioning the Fleetwood Mac sessions, the recording sessions, and all the craziness. I was just talking to somebody about that. And, you know, they did it in like a little, it was like a little studio with no windows, right? They would just go there and get like really banged up at like 9 p.m. and start recording in the middle of the night. And but interesting story is that Stevie Nicks, Sly Stone had a studio there too, and that's where Stevie Nicks wrote her most famous song there.
So, oh wow, that's pretty cool. I did not know that. Yeah,
yeah, it's a whole like they were like one was sleeping with another one, and they started like it was a lot going on.
There was a lot of stuff. I mean, everybody was yayo, okay. It was a little crazy with that.
Yeah,
but enough said. Anyway, look, this weekend, Eagles. I mean, this is not going to be an acceptable loss. I'm not accepting that. And I agree with Joe on this. I got to say, like, I think, you know, what did Dennis Green say? They were who they thought we were.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, they are not who they think they are. They're not. They're not, man. And it's not just like that they're devolving as a team, but like they got injuries. I mean, Travis has got other things on his mind, no doubt. But my point is, like, we need to unleash. I need to see some frozen ropes. I need to see some missiles, man, down the field. I mean, we got two Lamborghinis in the garage, and we are driving around in Joe Giglio's minivan.
Yeah, and you know what?
You caught a strike.
Well, because you know what? I'm just picturing A.J. Brown in my minivan. It wouldn't look right, Matt. He doesn't belong in there. He doesn't belong in there.
He's too handsome.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, minivans are for guys like me. I mean, like, you know, with kids. I mean, it's not for A.J. Brown. No, no, and I agree with you in that the Chiefs aren't what they used to be. And, Matt, watching some of that game last Friday when they were in Brazil, the Chargers, who do not have as good a receivers as Eagles, not even close, Herbert threw the ball all over the place against them.
He did. He did. And I think there'll be a little bit of comparison with Jalen this weekend, no doubt. I mean, I think all this quarterback comparison thing is kind of ridiculous, but you know, he did play a very good game last week, Justin did. And Jalen needs to play. He needs to play well. He needs to pass for more than 220 yards. I really think he does.
Well, I'll take 200, Matt. Let's get to the 200. So Matt, good phone call. And he was kidding about the quarterback comparison thing. But week to week, especially when you play an opponent right after another opponent, I do think it's going to be fair to bring up, right? Like the Chargers last week, Hugh, and I think for almost all of us, we would say Jalen above Herbert, right? Even I say that. Jalen above Herbert. Now, I know yesterday in our power rankings, I thought Herbert played better last week, but heading into the season, most of us here at WIP, forget the Josh Allen, Burrow, Lamar, forget them for a second.
Yeah.
Most of us had Jalen above Justin Herbert on our list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Herbert, with less weapons around him, torched the Chiefs last week. So, like, I think it's fair to expect the Eagles' passing game to throw the ball well Sunday.
I think it's totally fair.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a way around that. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, and we'll see. If they run the ball great, then that's fine. Keep running it. But it could come down to a game, and I expect the Chiefs to make it a game where the Eagles have to throw, like the Super Bowl was, right? They didn't let Saquon get going, and they made Jalen beat him, and Jalen was great in that Super Bowl, and I think we'll probably get something similar to that where they kind of make the Eagles' passing game beat him on Sunday. Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Jay, is the moment too big?
It might be. Too big.
All right, Jay, we'll put you back on hold. By the way, during that last call, Hugh did dig up the photo of,
I'm just saying, man.
Or whatever it was.
I mean, she work out.
Mama Daniels.
She work out.
Yeah.
She about my age.
I'm happy for you. I'm thrilled.
I'm just saying. She had on the wrong dress. She had a nice little. She had a nice little dress. Had her son's number on it and everything.
They got thick wood hard.
She got some nice legs. That's all.
What does that have to do with the outcome or the importance of tonight?
Well, it has nothing.
First of all. Kyle doesn't allow me to process my thoughts.
No, I was just letting you go there, and you made an ass
out of yourself. Allow me. You don't allow me to process my thoughts. If you would allow me to process my thoughts, I would have got to the right answer. But you put pressure on me.
Well, the problem and I was is thinking, this no, is live radio, and dead air is not no, good.
Like we don't have time for that.
No, because when he said it, I was like, when he said the Commodores, I was like, oh. I remember the last week I saw with that dress on the side.
Yeah, let's see.
Like,
there we go.
No, but, that,
but that's what happens in your process. First of all, to the dress.
I was workshopping my way to who I wanted to win.
I doubt
but you,
that somehow.
You were talking about have a take. And I that was
what
the first thing.
What does the dress have anything to do with who you want to win?
Because that was the first thing I thought about.
Okay.
And then I was like.
I don't say the very first thing that comes to my mind all the time. We would get in a lot of trouble.
She had a little shoe with little toes.
Good for her.
And I was like. I said, okay, Mama Daniels. And I was like, yeah, she looks nice. But then I started thinking about football. And I was like,
and
who do
then I came back to reality.
And I'm like, who on the Packers mama fine? I ain't seen no fine Packer mamas. It's cold up there.
Oh my goodness gracious.
In Wisconsin.
I'm sure
Wisconsin,
there's
right?
one or two. There's 53 players. They're not all from Wisconsin.
They're from
Texas and Florida.
I was just like
they're all over the place.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Okay. Well, you be on the lookout tonight to see if any
out.
Packers mamas are fine.
I'm just saying she had a little toes out.
I'm happy for her. And also hope her son loses tonight because I'm afraid they're good again. All right, Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, Hugh, man. How come they call you hedging you because you hedge things? But Joe Giglio said, as long as the Phillies play okay in the playoffs, we'll be happy with them.
Not exactly what I said.
No, he was talking about more the path and how they've played this year.
My point was, I don't like last year they went out like chumps, and we were all angry at them.
Chumps is so strong.
I think they're going to make a run this time, Jay. I don't.
Chumps is so strong.
Did they not play like chumps at Citi Field last year? They were chumps.
Chumps is so strong, though. It's just so strong.
So look, you are correct. You are correct. So if they play well but lose, will you afford the Eagles that same thinking in the playoffs, or is it a difference?
I think it is the same, and it depends. Like, I'll give you an example, Jay. The game against the Bucks last year, 2 years ago, right, when they went down in the wild card round, they got beat up. They were kind of chumps in that game. The Saints lost the year after they won the Super Bowl last time, when they went to New Orleans with Foles, and they lost. Yeah. I thought that team we should have been proud of. Like, I didn't think they were chumps in that game. They just weren't good enough.
So in a year where there's no dominant team, when you look at the NL, what NL team has as many all-star appearances, MVPs, as the Phillies? Maybe the Dodgers?
The Dodgers. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's literally it. So it can't be just that they play well. And the Dodgers are more banged up than the Phillies. So really, it should be the Phillies to take, I would think. You don't think that it's the Phillies to at least get out of the NL? Get out of the NL?
All right, so here's... And you're going to get mad at me for hedging. But here's what I'm going to say. They're probably going to play the Dodgers in the division series. Jay, I think the winner of that series should be in the World Series. So if they get through the Dodgers, there's no excuses then. Go beat Milwaukee, beat the Padres, beat the Cubs, get to the World Series. I think it's really the Dodgers and Phillies, and whoever wins that series is going to go to the World Series.
Okay, so now I got a question for you. You, as an ex-football player, two things. Do you feel as though everybody is softer on the Phillies? And how do you feel about that? Like, why do you let this happen, Hugh? Why?
What you mean? Like, do I feel like everybody?
Ex-football player is also generous at this point.
You said like to answer the first question. Do I think people are soft on the Phillies?
Yeah.
I think it's a different game. You know, in every game in football. See, you can lose 17 games in a baseball season and still make it to the playoffs and win a World Series. You can't lose that many games in football. The games are more meaningful. So I think that's the difference, because you can't have a week where you lose two games in a row to a division rival or something like that in your division and still expect to be, you know, a viable candidate to go to the playoffs. That's why I think it's different. And what was the second one?
Why do you let it happen? Why do you let this go?
Well, Jay, because I think everybody's entitled to their opinion. And a lot of times I might not agree with it, but we all should have room to be allowed to express ourselves. We're not on here trying to Ryan Clark anybody.
Well,
you know, because that
you yesterday.
Like Ryan Clark kind of like I love Ryan Clark, man. But that was, you could have made your point without doing that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Real rap, because that's just like me and you sitting down and we're talking and I say, you know what, dog, I don't want to hear what you got to say because you ain't never played no football. Like that's disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't like to move in that space because I don't think that's called for, because there's a lot of head coaches that didn't play the game. They know the game,
sure,
but they didn't play the game.
Well, not at a super high level.
Yeah. So it's to me, it's the same thing.
Jay, good phone call, man. I don't think we're soft on the Phillies. I think when it's time to rip the Phillies, the Phillies gets ripped to shreds. I mean, I think that happens too.
Also, I got ripped for wanting to rip the Phillies.
I know. I also think
by the manager.
I said this to Jay. That was great a couple weeks ago. I said this to Jay yesterday. We all acknowledge the Eagles are better. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Eagles are a better run franchise. They are more successful in obviously recent history. There's a higher expectation for the Eagles. And then the Phillies are close in the last few years, right? They were in a World Series. They got won 90 plus games. They're going to do it again. But I don't know. The Eagles are better, so I expect more of them. I mean, I think that's just being real about it. All right, let's see what you people are up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Please, God, spare us from Hughes Clues today.
Well, we did.
That's got to hurt, man. That's got to hurt.
Not really.
Okay. Jolly's going to crush Elliot, just like he did to Joe.
No.
Like he did to Spike.
Some of that might be true, but not all of it.
Only partially true.
Partially true.
All caps, shut up, Joe, you hater.
Wait a second.
What'd you hate on?
Today I said I believe in the Phillies more heading into October than I have in years.
Hater. Sounds like hateration.
Yep. And it's unacceptable if the Eagles lose because they're better than the Chiefs. And I laid out all the reasons why they're better.
Well,
today, though, hater.
Hater.
Okay. Makes sense.
Speaking of, so now Hugh's going to tell us that it's a scheduled loss Sunday. Give it a rest.
Oh, that. That dog
that.
Is not going to hunt.
Did not
you
say
implied.
That, but I did not.
I did not
imply that.
My favorite what Elliot's argument is, he decided it's a schedule loss because they lost last week.
Right.
Like, changing the schedule based on what he thinks. Yep. Yeah, doesn't work.
Hugh was secretly the most negative one on the show.
Secretly?
Wow.
Nah, that dog.
Man, how does that feel?
Nah, that's
I don't know, Joe. What do you think?
With all disrespect, that was ridiculous.
Now that I think about it,
I don't know. That guy might have been onto something.
The you person might have a point.
Yeah.
The you person. Nah, he's ridiculous.
You are. You do have. Like, you can throw cold water on our parades more than we do.
He's a wet blanket.
I've been called wet blanket.
Yep.
We'll do that. But that's not being negative.
Well,
to me, negative is like, oh, they'll never do this or they'll never do that. Man. You'll never amount to nothing. Now, that's negative.
So I'm negative.
I didn't say that. You said
that. Oh, I think here's what it is. I need to see it to believe it. Otherwise, I'm skeptical. You ignore good things because they might go bad.
That's
what you did today with the Phillies.
It's the pattern with the Phillies. I mean, they're playing well now, but
I figured it out. You can't get over the past.
Well, no, it's that we've seen them in moments. Now they sage their demons.
Let it go
against the Mets.
Let it go.
But they got it. They have to be consistent with what they do.
All right,
that's it.
Unacceptable, Joe. What are you going to do about it?
Yell.
Yeah,
on Monday.
That's powerful.
I mean, what else do we do? We complain.
That's what we do all the time.
Rip people,
and they're going to get mad at us getting mad.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but that's their fault.
Yep. I put up a poll: who should Eagles fans root for tonight? Packers or Commanders?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, "Don't care."
Yeah, okay, that's evergreen.
Great.
That's
awesome.
Always evergreen.
I was like, what? What's the point of the comment? One.
Well, you care enough to
why
comment.
Watch the game?
Yeah, be like, that's
why watch
ask,
football?
Why are you here?
Do you think that's like in Eagles are so much better than everyone, none of this matters kind
guess.
Of feeling?
I just, you know.
Yeah, but that's not how the league works.
Yeah, so aren't you?
All the games matter.
Aren't you the man?
Yep.
Hugh today is Elliot's drunk uncle, Douglas Sure Farts.
What? That was weird.
It's a luxury. I, you know, that's fart. A heel. That heel is going to stay there.
Every time I hear that, it's almost like the gap between the last word you say and the fart, it's extended.
Yes,
it, like it's almost like you set it up.
You gave it room to breathe.
I get it, but it didn't. I didn't fart though. That's my story.
No one believes this.
I know, but that's my story.
Okay.
You know, not gonna lie, I think I can take you.
Just know I don't fight fair. I'm 54 years old.
Yep. 2 hours of cardio in.
Yeah, I don't fight fair.
Yep. Speaking of. I see now why everyone says Hugh is senile.
Last I started laughing the other day at the one from last week. What was it? Oh, that's Hugh Douglas?
Yeah. Not impressed.
Not impressed. As if they never saw what you look like.
Yeah. Oh,
no, that's a good one.
That's Hugh Douglas.
That's a good one.
That's the guy.
All right, last one. I don't know, man. Starting to think lower room for Douglas. Oh.
That one cut deep.
That ain't cool.
Sorry, buddy.
That ain't funny. Why am I laughing? That ain't funny. Why am I laughing? That ain't funny.
A little funny. All right, you people. We appreciate you.
I think I can take
it. What? I think I'll take him.
Sizing you up from YouTube.
No, but you know what's funny? When I was younger, kids, like that, when they wanted to play football, like especially the bigger ones,
yeah,
they just look at me and be like, "You're not that big." I'd be like, "Hey, dog, back up off me."
Did you have a growth spurt? Or like, were you short, or were you always like this kind of?
I'm saying I was always this height, but like when you would meet bigger, like say they had dreams of being in the NFL, and they'll say, "Hey, I play defensive," and they say, "You play defensive?"
Oh yeah, you're sure.
I would get some of that. They'd be like, "Oh, I got a shot. I definitely got a shot."
They let this guy in the league?
Yeah, this cat play. I could definitely play.
I think I could take you.
Yeah, basically the same thing.
All right, so you have hit three in a row when I've asked you this at the end of the show. Phillies and Mets.
A sweep? We're going to get a sweep today. I'm telling you, somebody's grandma has been down there saging that building.
Good.
And the way that they've been playing the last couple nights, we get a sweep.
Sweep the Mets right out of here.
Get that broom out.
I need the broom tonight. I need the Mets in full collapse mode, missing the playoffs entirely. All right, enjoy Phillies Mets tonight. And let's go Pack on the Thursday night game to drop the Commanders to one.
It's go Pack go.
Go Pack go. That's what they cheer that in the Lambeau when they score some touchdowns. All right, enjoy. It should be a fun night. We will talk to you tomorrow on a big Football Friday. The afternoon show is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.